What in the years that you've been publishing it do you think are some of your most significant revelations? Are there some stories that even shocked you?
Well, I think one of the big stories that we were able to document in some detail was the whole scope of CIA activities, similar to what the CIA did in Chile and which was documented by the Senate Select Committee, was the whole covert action program in Jamaica in between 1976 and 1980. And we did a great deal of research into that, and we discovered in many ways a very similar program, almost a classic model that was followed along the lines of what they did in Chile, including three major categories: military, paramilitary activity, the use of propaganda in the media, and the third one, which was economic warfare, using the multilateral organizations, the International Monetary Fund and others, to withhold loans which had been promised to the Jamaican government. This is one example.
What are a couple more of the details of that? You mentioned those first two examples of actual paramilitary activity the CIA was involved in Jamaica.
There was a fire, for example, that took place in Jamaica of an old people's home. I think 150 old and infirmed women, many of them blind, were living in this home, and as it turned out, the place burned down in the space of about 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes. It was discovered that the phone wires had been cut and that the exits had all been blocked. Even those who could see their way out could not get out. That the means by which the fire was set was the use of a petroleum jelly, which was unavailable in Jamaica. This was one indication, among others, that there was outside help. Why would the CIA, you might ask, would the CIA want to murder 150 old women? It was because it was an effort, part of a very large-scale effort, to discredit the government in Jamaica, which was at the time headed by Michael Manley, the prime minister. There were images produced of Michael Manley in the media, in the Daily Gleaner, which was the newspaper which the United States, through the CIA, helped to support. And there is a good deal of evidence of that. There were images of Michael Manley showing a death mask. I mean, it was his face which had been somehow made to look like a death mask, although it was pretending to be a photograph of him. And there were many ways to try and discredit him. This is very, very similar, in fact, to what the CIA did to try and discredit Salvador Allende in Chile. If you remember, Richard Nixon instructed the CIA in a meeting, which was in 1970, in the White House, and there was a document in the Senate report, which is reprinted, and he said, "Make the economy scream." Those were his words. And that's, of course, what the CIA proceeded to do in Chile, and that's what they also did in Jamaica.
They also furnished a lot of munitions and assistance to the terrorist squads that were going around killing people in the cities and also in the countryside in Jamaica as well.
That's correct.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management and to Western Montana. I'm your host, Keith Rogers. A show that is dedicated to the listeners, to actually who, you know, care about others and their fellow man, one's personal morals. And if you're as old as I am, you'll have personally witnessed a change in this country that has by decades gotten worse. And we see that by these covert actions that the CIA continually does. And this, of course, is to set nations or countries against each other, all for the benefit of U.S. corporations. Anyway, good evening to all. Today is Sunday, September 1st, 2019. In that opening segment, I wanted to show that there are those who have free will and perhaps who are good-natured people. Those who might have a family, regularly take their family to a church on Sundays, go to their children's sporting events, and all around good guys. Yet today we see that there are those who will partake in torturing others, killing others, and it's all based on the premise of our national security. And people should really think of that, because when you see countries like Iran over there, after all the CIA's covert activities over there, why they would chant death to America, as if we are the victims. If you search the archives, you can see the tons of failed CIA intelligence to where those like Secretary Pompeo, when he tells an audience that he lied, he cheated, he stole, and the crowd applauds him. People are absolutely sick. Anyway, September is the anti-suicide month there, so if you know any politicians who want to exert their free will, don't stop them. Anyway, tonight I wanted to talk about an empire that's in decline. And the only way to summarize this is to first put out my first video clip here, and it runs for about 53 seconds there, and it's just a teaser to what the show's about tonight. So I'll have Kenneth play a clip there, number one.
From his home in suburban Washington is the Secretary of State, Mr. George Shultz. Mr. Secretary, if I put to you the question that Scrooge put to the spirit of Christmas yet to come, the future as we've just viewed it tonight, is that the future as it will be or only the future as it may be?
Neither. That is not the future at all. The film is a vivid and dramatic portrayal of the fact that nuclear war is simply not acceptable. And that fact and the realization of it has been the basis for the policy of the United States for decades now, the successful policy of the United States, based on the idea that we simply do not accept a nuclear war, and we've been successful in preventing it.
Okay. We witness daily more sanctions, more trade wars, and the risk for even a hot war that might come from all of this. And I ask that all you do is look back at my previous shows on the perception management and recall all the dirty deals that the CIA has done to other countries, who in fact never were communist, but were predominantly in those countries that was claimed that the Russians were there, that they were Catholics, Protestants, and other varying Asian types of religions. Were there a Soviet presence there at the time? No doubt, yes, there was. Just as we see from the U.S. government, who inches its way into countries, and why we constantly hear about arms sales to the same countries. We'll be talking about these arms sales more and more. If you search the archives, you'll even find out that in the buildup to the Cuban Missile Crisis, yes, there was the Soviets in Cuba. But it was a very small group, a group of military advisors, not an assault military. And we hear this all the time where the United States, whether it's Syria, Iraq, Libya, name it, they're always Vietnam, they're always sending in military advisors. So this is for training purposes. But what can be gleaned from all this is that the USA did not like the Soviet Union having missiles that close to America, or basically 90 miles from Florida, away from the United States. The U.S. Secretary of State James Baker's famous "not one inch eastward" assurance about NATO's expansion in his meeting with the Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev on February 9, 1990, was part of this cascade of assurances about the Soviets given their actual security, given by Western leaders to Gorbachev and other Soviet officials throughout the process of the German unification of 1990 and on into 1991. And according to declassified U.S., Soviet, and German, British, and French documents posted today from this article, that by the National Security Archive at George Washington University, that we have events like today in Iran's JOPCA, the P5 plus 1 agreement, the U.S. pulled out of it, Trump's quest to undo anything towards peace or anything that Obama's administration had done. And that's going to lead me to clip number two here. And we'll start here, and it's going to play about 2.5 minutes here. So, Kenneth, clip number two, please.
In 2009, when President Obama was chairing a UN Security Council meeting for the first time in history, the media stopped short of calling him the president of the world. Indeed, the statement which came out of that meeting was crucial and important. It was deemed like that all over the world, with the president announcing his intention to make the world free of nuclear weapons. 5 years later, in 2014, when Obama does that for the second time, there's a completely different thing happening in the backstages of the U.S. government. In fact, there's a new plan in place to revitalize the U.S. nuclear weapon capabilities. The plan, which is worth roughly $1.1 trillion, involves building several nuclear plants which would refurbish the old missiles. One of the most vivid examples of the new initiatives of the Obama administration is the Kansas City nuclear plant. Now the $700 million weapons plant survived, and it was the first facility within this new plan to refurbish the nuclear capabilities of the United States to be officially opened. You can see that in 2008, 2009, the financing has dwindled. That's when Obama made his promises about the reduction of nuclear arsenals and nuclear weapons. But by 2014, the financing has increased sharply again. And there's no talk whatsoever of diminishing the nuclear arsenal as it happened in 2009 when Russia and the United States signed the so-called START Treaty on reduction of nuclear arsenals. Now, it's not only about the promises of 2008-2009 being broken now, it's also, as some analysts are suggesting, is not cost-effective at all, with the country experiencing a fiscal crisis, spending as much as $1.1 trillion on refurbishment of a nuclear arsenal is a luxury the country probably cannot afford at the moment, as well as some military analysts, and in fact an independent panel consisting of members of the Congress and the defense secretaries concluded that the refurbishment of the nuclear capabilities of the United States would come at expense of upgrading the conventional forces in the country, which is also meeting a lot of critique from those who are proposing arms control. In fact, those close advisors to the U.S. president who have been professing the idea of arms control and nuclear reductions, they've openly said that the vows which the president made when he came to office have resulted in their utter disappointment, and that they're not seeing anything what they saw 6 years ago when the president announced his plans to make the world a nuclear-free place.
All right. So from that, we see the gradual buildup. Obama pumping $1 trillion into modifying the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Basically what they're doing is they're booby trapping the entire planet here. And so in response to what Obama had done, what did Putin do? With that, we'll play clip number 3.
Vladimir Putin's government outraged tonight, vowing, quote, countermeasures against what it believes is America's aggression with nuclear weapons. Pressed by CBS's 60 Minutes about Russian forces in Ukraine, Putin angrily turns the tables.
American tactical nuclear weapons are in Europe. Let's not forget that. What does this mean? Does it mean that you've occupied Germany or that you've transformed the occupation forces into NATO forces?
The Kremlin is angry following a report on a German TV station saying the U.S. is prepared to deploy upgraded nuclear bombs to bases in Europe.
This is the new B-61-12 nuclear gravity bomb. This is the new version of it. There are already old versions of the B-61 nuclear bomb in Europe. They're in Turkey, and they're in Italy, and they're in Germany, and Netherlands, and Belgium.
What caused Putin's alarm? The new report that Germany is refitting its Tornado attack planes to accommodate the upgraded bombs. Analyst Hans Christensen, from a group that wants nuclear weapons arsenals reduced, says the new bombs, the B-61-12s, will be unveiled in 2020 with a significant new feature.
The new is in the tail kit, which is a guided tail kit with fins that can steer the bomb more accurately toward its target.
And no nuclear bomb that's actually dropped from a plane has that, right?
No. This is the first guided nuclear gravity bomb in the U.S. arsenal.
Each of the upgraded bombs, Christensen says, are 3 to 4 times more powerful than the nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Pentagon officials tell CNN they've long said they had planned to refresh the nuclear arsenal they already have, but are not adding weapons with new capabilities. And they point out the U.S. has already significantly cut its nuclear stockpile. But a key question tonight, how will Russia respond to America's enhanced nuclear bombs? One analyst says Putin may place more of his weapons into a sliver of land Russia controls, wedged between U.S. allies Poland and Lithuania.
Mr. Putin is trying to, by muscular action, intimidate the West. And using that sort of logic, he may decide to put additional nuclear capacity in different parts of Russia, in Kaliningrad, in Crimea, which is, of course, not part of Russia, but they claim it.
There you have it. Again, it's to blame Russia for. And remember, this is all due to NATO's expansion. We'll get into more of this. And I still have time for one more video here, so I'll have Kenneth play clip number four.
It was a landmark deal, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed by the former Soviet Union and United States more than 30 years ago. It bans ground-launched medium-range missiles. Now President Trump wants to pull out. Speaking in Nevada, he accused Russia of violating the agreement without providing any evidence.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Moscow and Washington have repeatedly accused each other of violating the treaty, a deal that helps to protect the security of the U.S. and its allies in Europe and the Far East. Russia has condemned President Trump's intention to withdraw from the pact, the deputy foreign minister saying it would be a very dangerous step. President Trump's national security adviser John Bolton is due to hold talks in Moscow next week. He's expected to tell Russian leaders the U.S. is withdrawing from the treaty. Liz Summers, ITV News.
All right. So now we have Trump pulling out of the INF here and, of course, blaming it on Russia. If anyone wanted to do anything, research that is, look at the so-called missiles that Trump is alleging that Putin or today's Russia is violating or in violation from, and they're not in violation. But this is commonly a common practice of the United States, where they continually move the goalpost, whether it's a peace deal with Iran, name it. Same thing with Afghanistan. If the U.S. announces they're going to pull out of Afghanistan, suddenly there's a bombing there and the troops stay behind. Right now we have tensions so bad over in Iraq there with Israel and their bombing of Syrian and Iraqi sites to allegedly take out Hezbollah, Iran, that Iraq now has told the United States to get out. And this is a tempest that's growing there. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. I have another clip here to play after this break coming up here, but the important thing is to remember is we are on a wartime economy. And I'll get into some figures here in a little bit about that. But everything that you see Donald Trump doing is no different than any other U.S. president. In 2001, on the day before 9/11, Donald Rumsfeld had privatized the Pentagon due to its bureaucracy. We know that they failed all their audits and everything like that. But anyway, this is the great military buildup. America depends upon this military-industrial complex. So we'll be right back. Again, 1-800-313-9443.
And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Perception Management with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We just heard about, and continuing, we just heard about Germany. And now, what does that mean about Poland, though? How close is Poland to Russia today? Kenneth, clip five, please.
It might be raining a bit, but we're still looking forward to visiting a small town in northern Poland called Morong. The town has recently gained some notoriety in Poland because of its weapons. No, not these old cannons, but these American missiles. The soldiers from the United States Army have positioned them in a vacant barracks in the town. The Patriot surface-to-air missiles will be stationed in this Polish military base for 4 months of the year. It's situated only 60 kilometers away from the enclave of Kaliningrad, something that won't please Poland's Russian neighbors. The residents of Morong themselves are divided in their opinion.
Yes, now we're a target here. I'm quite scared.
No.
It's good. It means there'll be more jobs and we'll benefit from the Americans. I'm all for it.
Things won't change much because of the Americans. Okay, they'll bring money and the soldiers will chat up the local girls, but the man on the street won't benefit.
14,300 people live here in Morong. There are four bakeries, a church, two hotels, and a nightclub called the Pub Red here. We paid a visit to the club in the evening, and to be honest, it was pretty dull.
We've heard that the Americans want to build us a swimming pool. That would be great, because we haven't got anything like that here. Not anything permanent, at least.
Pacifists have put up posters outside the town hall protesting against the missiles. That won't exactly please the mayor, but he doesn't belong to a political party and isn't easily unsettled.
I can't imagine that these defense missiles are dangerous. No one would target the missiles to destroy them and in doing so attack our small town. There's no risk involved.
I hope you caught that last remark. No one would attack our town. I was going to steal an hour from Gator Boy Steve Elkin's show because I wanted to play a little bit of a movie clip there. I probably should have done it, but it was Steve's show, and he's out there dealing with some inclement weather down there in Florida. But anyway, I was going to play, if I had the time, a series from 1980. It was called If the Bomb Drops. And this series was out of the UK over there, of those same type of people that thought that this US and NATO expansion was great for Britain. And then after they got this entire missile defense shield all put in, the people suddenly looked at themselves and says, our town is a target. So naturally, the video goes on to talk about the massive civil defense drills that they started having. It got pretty hilarious. These guys run around in rubber suits doing their fallout cloud detection, realizing that they didn't have the means to house that many Britons. And I would remind you here that it wasn't too long ago that Russia, a year and a half ago or less than that, just did a nuclear drill which included 40 million Russians. They're not stupid. We can daily see where the U.S. constantly talks about first strike capability. But anyway, in this video, they sat there in their so-called situation room, and they were doing their so-called drill of a 1 megaton bomb hit here, a 1 megaton bomb hit here. And then, of course, the guys run around with their bullhorns all through the local areas there, screaming that the fallout was coming, the fallout was coming. And it even went into the guy that was heading the civil defense of where how they would deal with crowd control and those that would get ballistic as they made it out of their shelters, which was a couple doors against a wall. And then, of course, it talked about the hot particles that would fall through and basically everyone would get sick anyway. But you would have to exist in these little shelters there for up to 2 to 3 weeks at a time just to get the dust to stop. And you can imagine the conditions there of people sitting there having to crap in the same little corner and everything like that with whatever food they have. But anyway, the video gets more and more hilarious till they actually admit that there is basically no way to survive this. And a lot of citizens were interviewed on this, too, about what they thought about it. So, with that, we got another break coming up here. The phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, and stay tuned, okay?
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management here on RBN. I have another video clip here for you, clip number 6 here. And as a preference to this, we're going to watch this whack job from NATO. And if you looked up his history there, boy, I tell you, this guy has got some roots clear back into the Nazi era. I'm not kidding either. But again, NATO and the United States always acts like they're victims. And we have to worry about this, this constant great military that we hear from Donald Trump, whether it's talking about Korea's rocket man or over there in Iran, where Donald Trump had tweeted the fact that because of the U.S. pulling out of the P5 plus one and Iran's response to that, that Donald Trump says that they can come back and bite you. This is about those comments that nobody has ever been bitten before. Remember, we have a war-based economy and thousands of employed shops across this country are making defense devices for guidance systems for missiles, name it. But anyway, so with that, we'll get into clip number 6. And as you listen to this, envision this guy here. He has to keep looking at notes. It's a prepared speech. He has to keep looking at his notes, though, and that's why he pauses so much. So go ahead and play that, please, Kenneth.
For over three decades, the INF Treaty has been a landmark in arms control. It eliminated an entire category of nuclear weapons, making us all safer. Today, the INF Treaty ceases to exist because Russia has deployed the SSC-8 missile system. The new Russian missiles are nuclear-capable, mobile, and hard to detect. They can reach European cities with only minutes of warning time, and they lower the threshold for the use of nuclear weapons in armed conflict. All NATO allies agree that these missiles violate the INF Treaty, and Russia continues to develop and field these systems despite years of US and allied engagement, including a final opportunity of the last 6 months to return to compliance. We regret that Russia showed no willingness and took no steps to comply with its international obligations. As a result, the United States' decisions to withdraw from the treaty is now taking place. This decision is supported by all NATO allies, because no international agreement is effective if it's only respected by one side. Russia bears the sole responsibility for the demise of the INF Treaty. There are no new US missiles in Europe, but there are new Russian missiles in Europe.
Well, see, Germany's got missiles, Poland's got missiles, but there's no new missiles in Europe. Remember that. Before the Americans play the victims here, remember that this goes along with Iran also, that with Iran's limits of low-enriched uranium, it had a purpose. And, of course, what was that? Well, I can take you back to the foreignpolicy.com site where it says, exclusive CIA files prove that America helped Saddam as he gassed Iran but a generation ago. What's so important about that? Well, this comes into the Adams for Peace Treaty. It was a program that the United States set up with Iran when the Shah was in power over there. And from all of this and the budding alliance that Iraq has with Iran, as well as Syria, all mutual allies to the extent, that the amount of cancers that have sprung up from the hundreds of tons of depleted uranium, the chemicals, you know, chemical weapons used on them, where it killed over 1 million Iranians. But why is this research reactor such an issue? And of course, well, let's read about that. It says the Tehran Research Reactor, the TRR, is a 5-megawatt pool-type light water research reactor. The United States supplied the reactor to Iran in 1967 during the Shah, together with hot cells for the production of medical isotopes. The article goes on here, but see, they don't list that to you. They don't want you to realize the amount of cancers. If anyone wants to search this here, excuse me, you can get a background on how much cancer is in Iran. Right now, cancer is the third main cause of death. Imagine what it is in Iraq, as well as the birth deformed babies and stuff from that. Imagine what they did in Fallujah over there. But, of course, Americans, you know, we're not supposed to care less about them dirty, filthy Arab Muslims in Iran. After all, Henry Kissinger, who provoked the war between Iraq and Iran, said, I hope they kill each other. Yet there's still all them thousands of Jews who live in peace inside of Iran and who worship freely and also have a seat in the Islamic Republicans party over there. Do they matter? This constant hype about turning Iran into molten green glass. They wouldn't care because the main goal isn't whether it's the Shah in power or some radical Islamic like that. It's the oil. It's always about the oil. You can look up the statistics for the IMF World Bank's estimates on what Iran has underneath it. Just like Venezuela, We're looking at these little CIA type Jamaica incidences there, where they go in there and they destroy the power grids and stuff to make the current government or regime, as they call it, look bad, so that people will cry out and say, "Oh, look at Venezuela, the people are eating their pets." Well, you're supposed to forget about three administrations of sanctions to where, like Venezuela, they can't sell their oil to support their population, or the massive sanctions on Iran, or the massive sanctions on Iraq that killed 500,000 children. You're not supposed to worry about that. I sent an email out today to a bunch of my friends here. If I have time, I'll lightly read it there. But anyway, we have today's Iraq and Iran relations, so that Iraq, as I said, mentioned, they have all the depleted uranium, the birth defects. And, of course, we need to get into some actual evidence there. And, of course, what is that? And, of course, this gets right back to this National Security Archive. And this was funded in 1985 by a bunch of journalists and scholars to check the rising government secrecy. The National Security Archives, a unique range of functions, investigative journalism center, research institute on international affairs, and the documents that they went through and found, here are some of the excerpts of that. The documents reinforce former CIA Director Robert Gates' criticism of pressing ahead with the expansion of NATO eastward in the 1990s. So check mark, there's a wrong. President George H.W. Bush had assured Gorbachev during the Malta summit in December of 1989 that the U.S. would not take advantage of the revolutions in the Eastern Europe to harm the Soviet interest. Then, of course, we have Ukraine. The first concrete assurances by Western leaders on NATO began January 31st, 1990. The U.S. Embassy in Bonn, and there's an article here, I can post a link on here, but it informed Washington that they've made it clear that the changes in Eastern Europe and the German unification process must not lead to an impairment of Soviet security interests. Also, the crucial February 10th meeting of 1990, it was a meeting in Moscow between Kohl and Gorbachev when the West German leaders achieved the Soviet assent in principle to this German reunification. And this is, of course, you remember Reagan with the tear down that wall stuff. But it was the assurance within that NATO did not expand to the East. And so here, I could go on, but this is a constant provocation of the West moving East all the time, and putting those, I guess you'd call it like Baltic states that used to belong to the Soviet Union, which have now disbanded, which is fine. And, of course, today's Russia. There's no problem with that, except that this push east all the time has got the Russian Federation today on edge, especially the way the United States keeps talking about their expansions and trying to get more countries to join NATO. And these are absolute provocations. So this is not where America can play the victimhood. The last document is interesting as it offers a glimpse into the real enemies of peace in this world. From the summary, Havel informs Wolfowitz that the Soviet ambassador Kavinsky was in Prague negotiating a bilateral agreement, and the Soviets wanted the agreement to include a provision that Czechoslovakia would not join an alliance hostile to the USSR. Wolfowitz advised both Havel and Dabrowski not to enter into such agreements. And so I guess that's too bad for the Ruskies and too bad for world peace, because it really wasn't a treaty, right? Because now in 1993, Czechoslovakia, now called the Czech Republics, has joined NATO. Yes, Kenneth. And like I say, all this stuff is here, and you can read this all about what the North Atlantic Treaty has done. I actually call it NATO, North Atlantic Terrorist Organization. But it's funny that they always target these individuals to the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, the World Monetary Fund, and this is how they slip themselves in there. And so now we have Poland, a NATO frontline nation who supports the U.S. withdrawal from the pact. I mean, they're setting themselves up for something bad. Got a caller online here, Chance in West Virginia. Good evening, Chance. Hope you're having a good night.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Hola. Bienvenidos, amigo.
How are you? I don't want to divert you from your topic, but you opened up your show with, you were talking about Salvatore Allende in Chile, and it brought back some memories, some things I'm perplexed on, and maybe you could straighten them up for me, I don't know, but we were teenagers back then. I remember Salvatore Allende was a democratically elected president. Our CIA, I think our CIA put in General Augusto Pinochet. And what I can't understand, maybe you can clear this up, maybe not, I don't know, but all of a sudden, after a couple of years, Pinochet became enemy number one. And I was always curious, and even to this day, I'm curious why.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chance, this is because of, remember, in making the economy scream down there, that the U.S. had wanted this entire economy to falter like our economy is. So the only thing I could tell you for a real in-depth view at that is to go watch Naomi Klein's video called The Shock Doctrine. And this is, as related, how the CIA has infiltrated the colleges across this country here, where they bring in these students from foreign lands, and then they send them back to sabotage their governments. Right. And in doing so, listen to the death toll of what this U.S.-backed coup did down there, to where even the military attacked their own government, and then the massive genocides that started from that, the death squads, all instituted by the CIA.
Right. And I have a couple more questions, but if you have an opinion, because there's a couple things I'm unclear of, because these things happened back when we were teenagers. I guess me and you are approximately the same age. You remember, I also remember in Spain, Francisco Franco, another democratically elected president. And I remember back then, you know, that program Saturday Night Live. They would make comments back then. From what I recall, this is going back in the 70s now. Francisco Franco is still dead. They made a satire of Francisco Franco, and here was another democratically elected president, correct?
Yeah. Spain was destroyed from the AFL-CIO, which was a union buster because of the massive problems they were having there with strikes and people want their equality. I'm going to run out of time here. I won't be able to carry on the rest of the show here. But yes, these are all led by the CIA. And the best thing to do, I can tell you there, Chance, is to look up Philip Agee, an ex-CIA officer. There's videos. Matter of fact, there is what the hell is it called? It's called Philip Agee. It's to do on company. I can't think of the last name there, but. But anyway, he describes exactly what they did in Spain, what they did down in Central America, and why he was called a Russian or Soviet, why he was called a commie because of his CIA work all through Latin America. But this is important to realize. This is why countries hate us and why we have an immigration problem today, is because these countries were directly destroyed by the United States, and they have no social reform, and the people have to move.
And can I ask you one more quick question, Mr. Rogers?
Yeah,
I remember the Falklands Island fiasco. And at that time, I believe, now, I was a teenager then, but I remember, I think it was it was a military junta in Argentina. I think it was General Leopoldo Galtieri.
Yeah, well, now, the whole thing about the Falklands, Chance, and I have to let you go here, but remember, Margaret Thatcher was facing massive coal miner strikes over there in England there, and they needed a diversion, and so the Milton Friedman shock doctrine is what took care of that. So I suggest look up the shock doctrine first, and it's about an hour and 15 minutes long, and you'll see exactly what happened there in the Falklands too, okay?
Will do. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
All right, my best to you. Ken, we'll get you here right after the break, okay? We'll be right back.
All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity, dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind.
crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management. I'm running out of time here, so I'll pick up Ken in New York there. Good evening, Ken. I hope you're doing well, and please be quick, okay?
Okay. How many actual launches have been in the last 60 years, either from Russia or from Poland or from any part of NATO?
Well, none, but see, this the problem is...
Let me stop right there. Now, if there actually was a crisis... What do you think would happen?
I'll break it down for you, Ken. If you look at today's missiles, they're hypersonic. They travel about 17,000 miles an hour. The Russian ones do not fly in a standard arc. They weave and they go up and down. Matter of fact, I have a video that I wanted to play here, which I'm going to run out of time on. But it's on the Satan II missile. It's a multiple warhead system. When you see it launch, it goes up about 100 feet, and then you see the blast of the jets, and it takes off, goes sideways. It follows along the curvature of the Earth. It doesn't even go into the atmosphere. And like I say, that video that I was talking about earlier there about when the bomb dropped there, they were talking about a 1 megaton bomb. Well, the Hiroshima bombs were 15 to 22 kiloton. These here are not the 1 megaton like was in that UK civil defense drill. These are anywhere from 750 kiloton to 20 megaton. And one missile would level a state like Texas.
Right. Well, what I was getting at was that I think there would be difficulty making a decision as to what to actually do. I think given the type of people that you have today, you'd have a bunch of people peeing their pants.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem here. But see, we have this universal superiority of the empire in decline that's getting panicky. And with this first strike knowledge, we don't know what they'll do. And these hairpin triggers, I mean, we've seen the videos of the young kid that took over the computer systems of NORAD. Anyway, all it takes is to have a cut. What's that?
I said, good night, anyway, I'm all, done.
Okay, sounds good. Anyway, all we have is a bunch of people that realize that people are on hairpin triggers there about what's going on there. And a faulty launch or some other action, we constantly have jets being intercepted and everything like that. We are on a wartime footing here, and we don't know what will be mistaken as what should be or shouldn't be. So with that, I'm going to have Kenneth play this video out, and I'll let it run out to the end of the top of the hour here. I thank all those listeners that called in here, and you can understand what we're what the situation's coming here. And we need to curb those in NATO and the U.S. against this hegemony of the world. Remember, it's full-spectrum dominance, air, land, sea, and space, as well as anything else. So, Kenneth, will you play that out? And good evening to my listeners there, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Russia carried out a successful test of its RS-28 Sarmat nuclear missile as part of Zapad 2017 on Thursday night, the country's defense ministry said. The exercise known as Zapad 2017 is the latest iteration of a series of training maneuvers that began under the Soviet Union in the 1970s. After a long break following the collapse of communism, Zapad was revived in 1999 and then was expanded after Vladimir Putin became president at the end of that year. Zapad West in Russia, used to include military forces from countries under the Warsaw Pact, the Soviet-led military alliance whose non-Soviet members have now all joined NATO. Today, the military exercise has shrunk to just two participants, Russia and Belarus, but is still viewed warily by military planners in the West. The rocket, also known as Satan II, was fired from the Plestik Cosmodrome and traveled 3,600 miles before hitting a target on the Kura test range. One official told the newspaper Kommersant, "The main aim is to check the rocket systems at the moment of leaving the silo, the switching on of the Sarmat's first stage, and the following 5 seconds." It's been developed by Russian missile defense company, the Makiev Design Bureau. In this video, Defense Updates analyzes why it's the most powerful missile in the world.
Number 5.
The RS-28 Sarmat is due to replace the Soviet R-36M missiles, which NATO experts nicknamed Satan, meaning the devil. The R-36M was viewed by U.S. analysts as giving the Soviet Union first strike advantage over the U.S. Satan II is the name given to its more deadly replacement, that is the RS-28 Sarmat. According to the concept of MAD, Mutual Assured Destruction, if the other side knew that initiating a nuclear strike would also inevitably lead to their own destruction, they will not initiate a nuclear strike. So, basically, MAD prevents a nuclear war. As the United States and NATO are improving their ballistic missile defense, BMD systems, MAD is getting threatened since the USA or NATO may be able to intercept Russia's current nuclear missiles like the R-36 Satan. Sarmat is being designed specifically to penetrate any current or future BMD system. It's Russia's answer to this strategic problem and will enable Russia to maintain the nuclear deterrence.
Take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.